各位弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
回到家真好。
It's always good to be home.
我刚刚和我妻子到 Florida 才刚回来，因为我们大学的同学毕业了50年了。
I just returned from Florida with my wife because my college classmates and I, we've had a reunion for our 50th anniversary.
当年我们大学的时候，二十几岁的小伙子、小姑娘。
We were all young men and young women in our 20s.
现在都是七十几岁的老头子、老太婆。
And we're all old men and old women in our 70s.
但是这几天笑得不停的，讲得不停，想当年的时候那个错的事情，今天想想看都是好有趣的事。
But for the few days that we got to spend together, it was, truly was a great time. We were laughing nonstop, just talking about all the things that happened when we were young.
想想看我2000年到这个教会，2012年在教会里面服事告一个段落，当年我做了很多错事，向你们道歉。
I came to this church in the year 2000 and I served until 2012 before I left. And put down my ministry. I'm sure that when I was here, I made many mistakes, and I do want to apologize.
但是感谢主，认识了很多主内的亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
But indeed, I'm thankful to the Lord because I've gotten to know many dear brothers and sisters as we co-work together.
我们在主里面一起学习神的话语，一起长大，一起敬爱主，一起敬拜主。
Together we learn from the Word of God. Together we grow. Together we worship the Lord.
我从2004年每年都去中国，没停过。
Starting from 2004, I always take an opportunity to go to China, and I have not stopped since.
就是前面的最后的这三年，就是2013、2014、2015，就是每年就去两次了。
And even the last few years, from 2013 till this year, 2015, I would go to China twice a year.
前两礼拜我刚刚回来。
And I just returned from such a trip.
感谢弟兄姊妹用祷告托住我，很多人为我祷告。
I thank brothers and sisters for praying for me because I know many people prayed for me.
这次我是去北京，北京的教会有11个教会合起来。
This time I went to Beijing and there were 11 churches that organized together for a conference.
然后下面我就去江西的南昌，南昌大概也有两个教会合起来。
And after that, I went to Nanchang in Jiangxi, and there was about 2 churches that organized together.
他们对我非常好，他们说你来了，我带你去江西的庐山，九江的庐山去玩玩。
They said it's good that you're here. We'd like to take the opportunity to show you. Lusan Mountain in our province.
但是我没有这个习惯，我从来就是做完事工才有点享受。
And I don't have this practice or habit that I would enjoy myself in sightsee before my ministry. I would always do the work first.
结果庐山去了以后，想到礼拜一要讲到三天，我就你下庐山的这个玩那个玩我都不去，我就在那里喝茶。喝庐山的云雾茶。
And so we went to the Lusan Mountain, and since I was preparing for my messages, and so I didn't go to all the sightseeings, I instead took the opportunity to rest and enjoy the tea that is very well known.
搞了半天，我买了一大堆云雾茶回来了。
I ended up purchasing a lot of the teas and brought them home with me.
中国的教会，这十几年，我看见他们的进展。
Over the last decade or so, I see the growth of the churches in China.
我不是讲他们的人数的多寡。
I'm not talking about the number of people that attend church.
中国的教会的爱主可饥渴慕义，对不起，远超过美国的基督徒。不是，我不是骂你们，这是这样，这是普遍的现象。
My observation is that the believers in the churches in China, their love and their devotion to the Lord greatly surpassed what I see today in the churches in America.
早上八点钟，每个人都坐那，把圣经打开，他们讲义打开，在等着我。
Every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, everyone would be seated, ready with their Bibles open and with their notes ready to listen to me preach.
完了之后呢，就一直在不停地记写笔记，写讲义。
And as I preach to them, I can see them diligently taking notes.
还以后呢，问你刚刚你讲的那句话怎么讲，什么意思？请你再告诉我一遍。
And afterwards, they would come to me and they would ask, "What was it that you said? Can you further explain that to me?"
后来我最怕一点就是他们排队要牧师为他们祷告。
And the thing that also always will occur is they will line up and ask for prayer from the pastor.
有的手痛，有的脚痛，有的头痛，对，我在问清楚你叫什么名字啊？我为你祷告。
They want prayers for pain they have in their hands, in their feet, or headaches.
可以为你祷告，但是不要你祷完告以后又去排队了，就跟那个队永远排不完。
I would always ask for their name and I would pray for them, and I said just one thing after I pray with you.Pray for you, please don't get back into line again, and so come the second time around.
他第一次祷告，想起，我还有这个脚痛啊，再去排队。
After they're done with the first prayer, they remember, actually they have pain in their leg, they forgot to mention, so they would get back in line again.
对，我就跟他们讲过，一人的祷告是大有功效，自己好好的祷告也不需要请，一定要请大和尚祷告。
I told them, I said, the scripture tells us the prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much, so you can pray yourself. You don't need to ask a pastor to pray for you.
明年他们还答应北京教会，我再回去。
And so next year, the church in Beijing invited me to return to them again.
但是江西的教会，我不知道有没有时间去带领他们。
I don't know if I would have time to go to Jiangxi.
我还想到那个我们舞会里面那个Joyce 梁也是跟我讲，哎，徐长老。你不要忘掉，我们广西也需要你来培训。我说，哎呦，就还有广西。
My sister Joyce Liang from the Hamburg Church, she also always reminds me that there's church in Guangxi that they would like for me to go visit.
好，我们今天来读一点圣经，我们就开始我们今天分享的神的话语。
Let us spend some time in the Word of God, and then we'll get into the Word.
我不想这一节可不可能多一点，就是说。没办法改变，就是说从十四节念到十八节，这里面只有十五节啊。如果你们有圣经，你们就打开十四节到十八节，我们同声用中文念一遍，然后我们请James 带领我们同声用英文念一遍。
So our theme verse is verse 15, but we really would like to read the passage from verse 14 through 18. So if you have your Bibles with you.Please open to the scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. We will read together in Chinese, and then we'll read together in English.
提摩太后书第二章十四节，我们一起来念。你要使众人回想这些事，在主面前祝福他们，不可为言语争辩，这是没有益处的，只是能败坏听见的人。你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦。做无愧的工人，按照正义分解真理的道，但要远避世俗的虚谈，因为这的人必进到更不敬虔的地步。他们的话如同毒疮，越烂越大。其中有西米乃和腓力图，他们偏离了真道，说复活的事已过，就败坏好些人的信心。
2 Timothy 2:14 through 18.Keep reminding them of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It is of no value and only ruin those who listen. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Avoid godless chatter because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Their teaching will spread like gangrene.Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have wandered away from the truth. They say that the resurrection has already taken place, and they destroy the faith of some.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你的话语一打开就发出亮光，能够照亮我们前面的路程。
Because when your words are opened, it shines light onto our path, so we may know how to follow.
我们真是谢谢你，我们能够认识主耶稣，能够信奉他的名字，能够做他的门徒。
We thank you that we can come to know our Lord Jesus Christ so that we may follow him and in his name be his disciples.
他不只是我们的救主，也是我们的主。
Not only is our Lord Jesus his, our Savior, but he is the Lord of our lives.
就像刚刚诗班唱过的，主耶稣他是我的亲爱的朋友。
As the hymn presented to us by the choir, that Jesus is my friend.
主啊，你是我们亲爱的朋友。
Lord, indeed, you are my friend.
我们在苦难的时候，我们在喜乐的时候，都能够和你在一起交谈。
Whether we are in good times or in bad times, we are always connected with you, and we can always speak to you.
但愿这个教会是主耶稣基督的教会。
May this church be the church of Christ.
是我们这个教会的房角石。
May you be the cornerstone.
是我们这个教会建立的一个灵磐石。
May you be the rock of our church.
也就求主保守这个教会在主耶稣基督的真道和我们的遵行中渐渐长大，我们的生命渐渐丰富。
May this church grow in the knowledge and the truth of our God, and may this church be more and more abundantly displaying your glory.
我们特地保守今天在我们中间有的人心里很忧伤的。
We pray for those who are in our midst who may be sad.
或者说这说啊，我爱你，我侍奉你，怎么这个事情会发生在我身上？
There may be people who are asking, Lord, I love you, I'm serving you, but why would things like this happen to me?
主啊，我们知道你的主权高过我们人的主权。
Lord, we know that you are in control and your authority and sovereignty is always higher than ours.
主，我们相信这个世界主仍然掌权。
Lord, we believe that you are in control above all things in this
world. 我们也相信我们的一生一世都是你掌权。
And we believe, Lord, that our lives from the beginning to the end, it belongs to you.
即使我们将来从这个世界上就消失去了，并不是消失到无影无踪，那是到天父那里去。
Even if one day we are no longer in this world, we do not just merely vanish and disappear because we are returning to the arms of our Father.
这是好的无比的事情。
This is such a wonderful hope.
求主在这个时候安慰我们每个人的心。
Lord, may you comfort our hearts.
我们亲爱的朋友啊，求你来和我们讲话。
Dear friend, may you come to speak to us.
求主保守带领，奉耶稣基督的名求。
May the Lord watch over us and protect us. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen. 我相信有许多人有这个感觉。
I'm sure many people have.Share this sentiment.
到教会来很温暖，有弟兄姊妹尊重你、关心你这种感觉。
When you come to church, you know that people care about you and people respect you.
觉得这是一个有爱心、互相彼此尊重的大家庭，这个在别的地方找不到的。
That this is a place where you can find mutual respect and mutual love and genuine care, and it's like a big family. This is not something you can find anywhere else.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们不是到教会来享受一下就算了。
Brothers and sisters, we don't just come to church and merely enjoy this.
不是来看看这个教会的讲道的人会不会讲道，我欢是不是触动我的心？哎，好的，哎，不好的，就自己在你做评估的呀。
We don't just come to church and we critique.The preacher, and we say, well, whether this was a good sermon or a bad sermon, and decide whether it's helpful to me or not.
教会不仅是一个彼此关爱、彼此尊重的地方。
The church is not just a place that people love each other and care for each other.
你可以喝水啊，没关系。这也是一个传讲主耶稣的教训、传讲天国真理的地方。
It is also a place where the truth is being preached and the gospel from heaven is being proclaimed.
同时也是一个信徒要真正的去遵行和他的教训和真理的地方。
It is also a place where the believers and the children of God must learn to be obedient to the word of God and to follow the Lord Jesus.
感谢主，你看 Teresa 把他弄得好，很棒啊，这是他做的，感谢主。约翰福音第一章十四节说：“道成的肉身， 住在我们中间，充充满满的有真理，有也真理，有恩典，有真理。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14, it says, The Word became flesh and came to dwell in our midst.
又在后面一章十七节说，律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典的真理都是由主耶稣基督而来的。
Then in verse 17, it says, The law came through Moses, but grace and truth, that came from the Lord Jesus Christ.
这两个地方的经文中都提了一件事情。
In both passages, the scripture tells us,
就是主耶稣来的不但有恩典，而且有真理。
That when Jesus Christ came, not only did he come with grace, but he came in truth.
恩典就是彼此尊重，互相关爱。说你怎么样，家里怎么样，你上个礼拜不来，是什么原因呢？
Grace talks about the care that we have for one another, that we would ask, if I didn't see you last week, what happened? Is everything all right?
真理是什么呢？就是主耶稣的儿子，神的儿子，对不起，神的儿子，甘愿为世人的罪孽而死在十字架上，这样一个真理。
And what is truth? This truth speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ coming to this world, the Word became flesh, and he died on the cross for all of our sins, so we may have life.
上个礼拜我去我们的同学会里面。
Last week, I went to the reunion of my fellow classmates.
九个人里面，一半是基督徒，一半不是基督徒。
Of the nine people, half of us were Christians and half of us weren't.
那不是基督徒就问我。是不是所有的宗教都是劝人为善，都不错啊
？And those who are not Christians ask me, well, is Christianity the same as other religion? It basically just asks people to be good.
哦，我说不对，不对，不对。
I said that's not the case.
他说你是牧师，老王卖瓜，自卖自夸吧
？They say, well, you're a pastor, of course you have to say this.
啊，我说不不不不，请我讲三点。我说第一点。我们的基督教的这真理是从神天上的神下来的，其他没有一个是这样。
I said no, it's not the case. If you allow me to share with you three distinctions, the first being that Christianity talks about God who came to this world as man. There is no other religion in the world that talks about that.
第二个真理，我们只有。别的教有教主，创立教的教主，释迦牟尼也好，穆罕默德也好，都是教主。我们没有教主，我们只有救主。救主什么意思？为我们而死。想想看，一个神的儿子降世为人已经不行，已经是太屈辱了，还为我们死，成为我们的救主。
I said, every other religion has a founder, such as Muhammad or such as Buddha, but Christianity does not have a founder. We have a savior.It's already very amazing to say that God would come to this world to become man, but more, even more so, that this man on earth would die for our sake.
第三个我说，你看，神有很多事情不能替我们做，不替我们做，就是他不替我们得救，他不替我们传福音，只要你去做，我去做，我们这些基督徒去做。
Thirdly, God.He does not participate, he does not get involved directly with evangelism so that others may be saved. In fact, he entrusts that to the believers.
好了，这后面几天就不断就问人家问你，到底基督教是什么？耶稣是什么？感谢主，我们有机会能够向他们传一点福音。
So in the next several days, we have the opportunity to share with them about Christianity and to share with them about Christ and about who God is.
所以各位弟兄姊妹，我们来到教会，我们发现不但能够领受教会中给我们的关怀和尊重。
So when we come to church, not only are we here to receive the respect and the care from people.
而且不只是恩典我们接受了，我们还要把真理接受。
But not only do we receive grace from God, but we also need to receive the truth.
天国的真理我们不但接受以后，我们还有一个使命，要把它传到世人中间，传到普天下去。
Then after we receive the truth from heaven, not only are we to keep it for ourselves, we have this commission.In which we need to spread it to the ends of the earth.
我们也盼望他们能够来做主耶稣的门徒。
Because it is our desire to have others to come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord as well.
我常常看见一些人信了主以后就好热心啊，把耶稣基督的话的道理传出去， 传出去。
I've met people who, upon receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, become so fervent that they, at any given moment they have, they want to spread the gospel and share it to others.
我们都知道，这两千多年来，这本圣经只有一版，没有第二版。
We know that for the last 2,000 years, there is one Bible. There has not been a second edition.
你们都知道我在美国的中学教了28年的书。
You know that I taught in the high school here in the U.S. for 28 years.
教的是 physics.
My subject is physics.
每五年我们就换一版。
Every 5 years, the textbook will have a new edition.
28年就换了五版。
Over 28 years, there is 5 editions.
请问你为什么一个科学的书要换版呢？
Well, let me ask you this. Why would the textbook for science need to have new editions?
因为科学日新月异，以前的东西现在又新的出来，非得要去把它更换不可。
Because even with respect to scientific knowledge, there are always new things being discovered, new things being researched, so therefore, the new things need to go into the new edition.
而我讲，再讲一遍，这本圣经两千年只有这一版。
But for the Bible, I say again, there's only one edition.
为什么？
Over 2,000 years.
为什么不换版？
Why would we not need any new editions?
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不接着我，没有人能够到父那去。
The Lord Jesus Christ says that I am the way, the truth, and life, and no one can come to the Father except through me.
主耶稣讲这个就是真理啊，真理会换吗？真理会变吗？
Jesus says this is God's word, this is truth. Can truth change? Can truth be added to it?
阿里斯多德、牛顿、柏拉图，没有一个人敢讲说我是真理。
Whether it be Aristotle or Newton or Plato. No, none of them can claim that what they say is truth.
主耶稣说，我就是真理，若不接着我，没有人能够到父那去。他讲这个话是有他的原因。
The Lord Jesus says that I am the truth, and no one can come to the Father except through me, and this has its ground.
1998年，我从高中教书退休了。
I retired from teaching in high school in 1998. In 1999, I was invited to go to Chengdu in Sichuan, China, to give them a training for their teachers. I never realized how many people live in Chengdu.
他的高中有一第一中学，第二中学，第三中学，第四十三中学，哇，妈妈咪呀！
They have 13 high schools in that one city.
那个老师200多个物理老师下面听我讲。
There are a total of 200 plus physics teachers from the school district that were listening to me.
教育局给我讲，徐老师，你不能够讲基督耶稣的，因为你们这些人都是信耶稣基督的，不能讲。
The Department of Education officials had already warned me. He says, you come here to train our teachers, but do not talk about Jesus, because I know you people from America, you're all Christians.
你们讲 physics, 讲物理已经来不及了，不要讲那个基督什么。
There are already enough things for you to discuss with respect to physics, so don't talk about Jesus.
马上有个人说，那么人家问我，我可不可以回答呢？
And so, of course, then someone else said, well, what if a question was raised about Christianity, can I respond?
那个教育局的官员想了想，可以。如果人家问你，你可以回答。
And so the government officials thought about it and said, well, if there was a question, particularly to, with respect to Christianity, then you can answer.
换言之，你可以，你不能够主动讲，被动的就可以回答。
In other words, you cannot on your own talk about it, but if you're being asked, I suppose you can respond.
等我物理讲了一篇以后，我说你有什么问题没有？你们老师有没有问题？
So after I taught about physics, I asked the teachers. I said, "Do you guys have questions?"
有人说徐老师，我想问你一个问题。
So a hand was raised and said, "Yes, I have a question."
你刚刚说你礼拜天的时候和家里人去做礼拜，那你是教徒了？
You mentioned earlier that you go to church on Sundays with your family, so that, does that mean you are a Christian?
他不是 Christian, 他是教徒啊。他说那是基督，哦，对，基督徒还是天主教，大概都是 Christian 啊。
He says, so what kind of Christian are you? Are you a Protestant or a Catholic?
我说我是基督徒，不是天主教徒。
I said, I belong to the Protestant faith, not the Catholic faith.
他说你是教物理的，教科学的呢，居然信这种迷信吗？
And so the teacher then said, well, you are a teacher of physics. You are a man of science. Why would you believe in something like this that is something that belongs to religion?
你们都碰到这个问题，好像科学最重要啊。
I'm sure you've dealt with this question too, as if science trumps everything else. Because religion is something you can't see, you can't touch, it's really not pertinent to life. And so I share with them the same thing I just shared with you. I said, I taught physics for 28 years, and the textbook had to be updated over 5 times.
我从下面拉出这本书来，我说你们知道这是什么吗？
And then I pulled out the Bible, and I showed them, I said, you know what this is?
他们讲的话，这是你的圣经。
Their response was, that's your Bible.
我跟他讲，我跟你讲，我说我们主耶稣讲这个话。 我说两千年就这一版了，因为这是真理啊。I
told him, I said, that Jesus said, this is truth. And in fact, over 2,000 years, the Bible had one edition because it is truth.
我告诉你，我说物理、化学等等所有的故事，科学是人的工具，不是真理。
I said, whether it be physics or it be biology, these are all science. These are our sciences, but these are but tools used by men. These are not truth.
你不要崇拜它，崇拜科学。
So don't worship science as if it was truth.
我说我们所是崇拜的、尊崇的、敬拜的是一个真理。
And so what we would want to worship and what we respect is truth.
我们来的是从神的儿子来的。
Because what we receive comes from the Son of God.
从这个开始，他们没有问过任何的物理问题。
From that moment forward, no one asked any other question about physics.
就不断地问我这个基督教到底是什么东西。
Then they kept on asking me about Christianity. What is Christianity?
我看那个教育局的官员脸都绿了。
I know the official from the Department of Education was sitting there. He was not happy.
He has a green face. 他觉得糟糕了，这下子带一个人跑到上面讲耶稣基督了。
Because he was the one who brought me over, and now this person is talking about nothing but Jesus.
告诉你一件事情，我一个钟头在四川成都那个培训会上讲耶稣基督。
So this is what occurred to me. For 1 hour, I was there in Chengdu, and I got to talk about Jesus.
他们对这个物理好像没什么兴趣。
As if they're not interested in physics anymore.
我都懂啊，物理我都懂啊，因为是老师嘛。
These are all teachers, and everyone understands physics because they are teachers of physics.
告诉你一句话，我那天回去，我说把荣耀归给神。神啊，今天你让我开个布道会。
I went home and I thanked the Lord. I said, God, thank you. You gave me an opportunity to evangelize.
各位弟兄们，回到言归正传，我把刚从四川从成都拉回来。
Okay, so let's come back to the passage.
要把神的恩典接受。 要把神的恩典是真理接受，然后要真正的遵行在我们的生活中。
If we receive the grace and the truth from God, what we need to do is be able to live out that grace.
记得传扬主耶稣基督不是只是传道人、长老或者牧师的责任而已。
The responsibility for sharing the gospel does not end with the pastors or the elders or the preachers.
所有的弟兄姊妹，你凡奉耶稣基督信他名的人，你都有权柄把神的荣耀从你身上彰显出来。
If you are a child of God, you have the authority to declare the truth about the salvation that is found in Jesus Christ.
圣经说，你如果把你的光从你身上能够表现出来，人家看见你的。 把荣耀归给你天上的父神的话，你就是神的门徒了，而神的门徒了。The
Bible says, if you are able to live out the gospel as a light shines in this world, and others may come to know Christ and give glory to God, then you have become His disciple.
但是传扬主耶稣基督的教训和真理并不简单。
However, it is not a simple task to preach God's truth and His grace.
但是我们在刚刚我们念过的，在提伯太后书第二章十五节里面，他讲到四个要点。
We read this in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. There are four main points.
第一个要竭力去做。第二个要在神的面前得蒙喜悦，第三个做无愧的工人，第四个按着正义分解真理的道。
First, you must do your best to present yourself. Second, you must be approved by God. Third, you must be a worker who do not need to be ashamed. And finally, you need to correctly handle the word of truth.
好不好？让我一点一点讲完以后合起来做个结论。
Well, let me take the opportunity to look at them specifically, and then we'll.Make a summary.
第一个，你当竭力去做。这个“竭力”这个字，在新约圣经中出现了30次之多。
This phrase "to do your best," this concept appears in the New Testament more than 30 times.
希腊文原文“竭力”就是尽力，就是尽心，赶紧去殷勤去做事。
The original word has the meaning of giving your all, doing your best, and do it with all of your heart.
感谢主，神只叫我们尽心竭力去做，并没有叫我们超过我们所做做超过我们能力的事。
Well, we thank God that what He calls us to do is to do our best, to do everything that we have, and not to do more than what we can do.
哥林多后书第八章十二节说。人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。这句话你们都很熟悉。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 12 says the same thing, that what God looks upon the work of a person has to do with what that person has been given and not what he has not been given.
所以神要求我们，并没有要求我们做超过我们能力的事，无论事的大小轻重。只要尽心竭力做，神就很悦纳了。
So what God expects from us is never more than what we're able. What He wants from us is for us to be fully responsible to discharge what we have been given and what we've been entrusted.
在马太福音23章中有个很有名的主耶稣的比喻。
There's a very famous, well-known parable that was given by the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 23.
他说一个主人，他按照人的这几个仆人的才干分交给他名字，因为他自己要到外国去做生意了。
This is a parable about the servants of the Lord. One is going on a trip to faraway places and calls his servants together and wants to give them responsibilities.
有的才干多的就领受了5000两银子，有的才干不多的就2000两银子，最后有个是1000两银子。
The one with more talent was given 5,000 talents, and the second one was given 2,000, and the last one was given 1,000.
结果不久之后，主人从外国回来要个人交账。
Not too long after, the master came back and called his servants and asked them to give him an account of the things he's entrusted them.
他并没有要求每个人交出同样的赚银。
He did not ask everyone to return the same amount of the money that they made.
很奇妙的，他称赞那个五千两又赚了五千两银子的仆人，也称赞了两千两又赚了两千两的仆人。
In fact, he asked from the one given 5,000 to return 5,000, and he asked the one that was given 2,000 to return 2,000.
也没有说，而且。回称赞都一样的，你这个良善忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上忠心，我要把这个将来给你，请你进来和我一起吃坐席等等。
And the commendation he gave to both servants were the same exact commendation. He says, "You good and faithful servant, you are faithful in few things, and I will put you in charge of many things. So come and share in your master's happiness."
为什么这样呢？
Why did he do so?
因为那个五千两也是主人的钱，两千两也是主人的钱。你赚多少钱都是他给你的，所以没有什么了不起。
Because whether you made 5,000 or you made 2,000, all of your money started with the money your master gave you. So it doesn't matter how much you made with it.
他责备那个给他一千两去埋在地里的这个仆人。
However. he scolded the one who received 1,000 yet buried that money.
那个人把他挖出来说，那这是你的一千两，我没有去赚，我也没有给你赔，我就还给你了。
The servant took the 1,000 that was given him, gave it back to the master, says, look, I hid these money so that I didn't make any money with it, but I also didn't lose any money. Now I return it to you.
他责备他，因为他没有尽心竭力去做事。
And he was scolded by the master because he did not do his best.
这个比喻也就是这样一个很好的对我们的提醒。
This is also a good reminder for us.
有一天主耶稣要来的时候，也要我们每个人向他交账。
One day the Lord Jesus Christ will return and he will ask us, each and every one of us, to give an account.
他并没有要求你要交多少多的，他看的你有没有尽心竭力，你的态度怎么样，你有没有尽心竭力去为神努力去做事。
He's going to ask from you not more than what you can give, but what he will ask you is, have you given your all? Have you done your best? Have you prepared yourself so that whatever is entrusted to you can be returned in full?
有一个小小的故事。
So here's a story to share with you.
一个小女孩很会溜冰，很会花式溜冰。
A young girl who is very good at figure skating.
她就去很多地方参加比赛，都得了奖牌，有的是金牌，有的是银牌，有铜牌。
And she goes to various competitions, and she would always be placed, whether it be getting the gold or the silver or the bronze medal.
有一天，她去参加一个大型的一个溜冰比赛。
One day, she entered into a very large competition.
要表现失常。
And she did not perform.
她就一排也没有排，
So、
金牌银牌都拿不到。
She was not placed at all.
她就很失望，就在那哭。
So she was very disappointed and she was crying.
妈妈就过来在旁边孩子。
So the mom came by and said, "Child,
你有没有尽你的全力去做？"
Did you do your best in the competition?
孩子说是我已经尽我的全力了。
She says, "Yes, I've done my best."
我不知道为什么他们不要我，不给我牌子。
I don't know why they didn't like my performance and I didn't get a placement.
妈妈说，孩子，你已经尽力，全力以赴，我为你骄傲。
And mom says to the daughter, well, if you have done your best and given it your all, then I'm proud of you.
啊，其实我们对我们的孩子也应该有这样的看法。
That is the way we should treat our children too, right?
我们孩子求学。
Our kids, they are in school.
他做事。
Or whether they are at in with a job,
不一定要非要第一名不可。如果他尽力而为的话，就好了，就可以了。
We don't need to expect them always to be number one. We should expect them to do their best. And if they've done that, then that should be enough.
所以第一个，将来神看我们，你有没有尽力而为。
And so number one, we need to recognize one day.When God asks us for accounts, have we done our best?
第二件事情，在神面前得蒙喜悦。
The second thing is to present yourself as one approved by God.
这是很重要一点。
This is very important.
我们在教会中的侍奉，最终的目的不是得人的称赞，是得神的喜悦。
As we serve in the church,What we want to receive is not the approval of men, but the approval of God.
但是我们不由，就是说不知不觉的时候，我们做什么事都是讨人的喜欢。
But unknowingly or unwittingly, we start to look for the approvals of men.
我给你们讲一件事情。
Let me share something with
我从2000年在这个教会侍奉的时候，朱长老就每个月给我一个机会在上面讲道。
Starting from 2000, the year 2000, when I started serving this church, Elder Chu gave me the pulpit once a month to preach.
我的那个态度不正确，不成熟。
My attitude at the time was not mature.
我在写这个讲章的时候，这一段可以为那个弟兄姐写，这一段给那个姐妹写，我就是心中这样想。
As I am preparing the sermon, as I'm writing the notes down,What I thought to myself was, this would be, this phrase or would be really good for this brother, this part of the message would be really good for this sister.
我站在讲台上一看，这个弟兄没来。
And so I show up on Sunday, and I look around. The brother didn't show up.
心里很泄气。
So I was very disappointed.
那个姐妹也没来。
And that other sister didn't show up either.
更泄气。
So I was more disappointed.
讲了一半，那个弟兄进来了，我声音更大一点。
And so halfway through the message, I see the brother come into the sanctuary. Then I start to preach louder.
我后来在神面前，我就觉得这样不对呀，这样不对。
And later on, before the Lord, I thought to myself, I said, that's not the right attitude.
圣灵感动你，就像说把你这个粮食撒在这个水面上，看谁得到，就是感谢主。
And the Holy Spirit moves you to feed the congregation, then you spread the seed out, and as if it goes out, and whoever can receive it, they will be benefited.
对不起，很多人在教会中不知不觉在讨好某些人。
Unfortunately, in the churches, there are people, whether knowingly or unknowingly, they started to work to receive the approvals of men.
就是这样，当这个人在的时候，你侍奉的很起劲。
That's how it is. When you are before a certain people, you do it with a lot of energy.
当这个人不在的时候，你就泄气了。
And when this person is not there, you no longer have the energy.
有时候我们时常花时间去探访人、关怀人。
We spend a lot of time visiting people and caring for them.
人家说这个传道人不错。
Then other people will say, "Well, look at this pastor. He's pretty good."
不过呢，他为什么不花时间好好准备讲章？
However, they would say, why doesn't he spend more time preparing for his sermons?
那如果你花很多时间在准备讲章，去准备好教导人的这些话语的话，
if you spend a lot of time preparing from the word of God so that you may teach it and that it may edify others,
人家说这个人他没有爱心，不关怀老会友，不去探访新朋友，
then there will be criticism that will say, look at this preacher.All he does is study the word of God. He has no love and no care for others because we never see him go visit other people in the church.
你穿衣服一个礼拜是这个衣服，下个礼拜以后再下个礼拜，人家说这个人好老古板。
If you put on a set of clothing, you wear it for 1 week, you wear the same thing the second week, and then the third week, then people would criticize and say, look at this person. He only has one set of clothes. He is too old-fashioned.
如果你穿着时髦，这个变化很多很多变化，人家说：“哎呀，这个人贪爱世界。
”But if you if you change your clothes and or have changed the color scheme of your clothes and you're more fashionable, then people will criticize and say, "Look at this preacher; he is following the world. It's all about fashion."
我们进退两难，要去取悦众人。各位弟兄，你根本你什么人，你都不要去取悦我们的天上的父神吧。
If that is the way that you go about your business, then you're stuck between a hard place and a rock because you don't know where to go. So, brothers and sisters, instead of asking for the approval of men, ask for the approval of God who's in heaven.
哥林多后书第五章第九节，所以无论是住在身内，是离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
And that is why in Philippians chapter 5, verse 9, it says, so whether in the body or outside of the body, we need to make this as our commitment that we want to receive the pleasure and the approval of God.
这是我们在教会中服侍神的一个大原则，也是一个去服侍人的态度。
This is a principle and a direction we should all have as we learn to serve in the church.
还有一点很重要，很重要的。
And there's another thing that's very important.
就是我们一定要保持我们的圣洁。
It is that we must retain our holiness and purity.
在提摩太后书第二章二十一节，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
2 Timothy 2:21 says, "Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made wholly useful to the master and prepared."To do any good work.
你想想看，你招待客人的话，那个杯子都要干净。
Think about it. When you receive guests in your house, you would make sure that the cup that you serve is clean.
你向神求神使用你的器皿 不要圣洁吗？
Then as a vessel, as you ask God to use you, would you not prepare yourself to be clean?
想想看，客人来了，这是个尊贵的客人，你拿出一个杯子，哎，杯子不干净，你说不干净也无所谓，冲了给他喝吗？
You receive a guest, especially a guest of honor, into your house.You take out a cup and you're about to serve him and you say, well, this glass is kind of dirty, but it's okay. I'll use it anyways. Let me just rinse it and give it to him. Would you do that?
你一定换一个。
No, of course. You would go and get another.
你到个饭店上前拿个热水去烫烫烫干净烫这个瓢烫这个筷子有没有有没有这样做
When you go to the restaurants, you use their cups and you want to rinse it with hot water. You want to clean it over and over. Won't you do that?
我们做贵重的器皿要先成为圣洁才合乎主用。
We are instruments and vessels to be used by the Lord. And so if we are to be used by Him, ought we not to keep ourselves clean?
圣经中有许多例子神使用一个圣洁的人。
There are many examples in the Bible where God would use one who is clean.
四世纪里面有个人叫参孙，他力大无穷，能够拆下城门，能够撕碎一个狮子。
There's a man named Samson from the Book of Judges. He is with extraordinary strength. He can, with his bare hands, he can destroy the city gates and he can rip a lion into parts.
但是因为不洁和敌人。菲利士的女子大利拉苟且，神就不用他了。
But because he was unclean, because he was unholy in the matter of his ungodly relationship with the pagan Delilah, so God no longer choose to use him.
以色列人攻下了迦南地的大城耶利哥，却在一个小城爱城上失败了。
The Israelites.When they followed the Lord, they were able to take the stronghold of the Canaanites and take down the city of Jericho. However, on a much smaller city, Ai, they were defeated.
就是因为有一个人叫亚干，他做了神不要他做的事，不洁的事，所以因此就跌倒了。
And the only reason that caused their defeat was there was a man named Achan, and he did something that displeased the Lord. And because he fell,The whole entire army of Israel fell.
创世纪里面的讲到的约瑟，从小就远离不洁的事，而洁身自爱。
And in the book of Genesis, we see the story of Joseph, who from his youth had kept himself, set himself apart for the Lord and kept himself clean.
神就是他尊贵，他成为埃及的宰相。
Because he wanted to honor the Lord with his life and with his body, then God elevated him to become the prime minister of Egypt.
所以各位弟兄姊妹，你要侍奉神，做一个神无愧的工人。刚刚我们第一个讲要尽心竭力之作，第二个现在讲你必须自洁成为圣洁。
So brothers and sisters, we mentioned, this is what we said. If you want to become a vessel usable and useful to the Lord, then number one, that you must... You must do your best and give it all that you have. And secondly, you must keep yourself clean and holy.
一个圣洁的人，一个竭力为主这样态度的人是先决条件。神要使用你的先决条件。
These are the prerequisites for God to use you. If you want to be used by God, you must be holy. You must be set apart and be clean. And you must be able to do everything.To your best.
第三个我们要讲做神无愧的工人是一个这个非常重要的一点。
Number three is to be a workman that would not be ashamed.
里面提到一个是我们是个工人而且我们是无愧两个字。
So not only do we need to focus on the word being a workman, but also we need to focus on the word to not be ashamed.
一个工人是注重是工作。
A workman does work.
但是要忠于主人的吩咐，他要他做什么，他去做。
But the workman must be faithful and loyal to his or her master.
想想看，一个工人，你们家请来一个人，你叫他做这事，他说：“这不合理啊。”
Think about it.
我的想法比他更棒。
If you were to hire a worker to come in to work in your house, And the worker says to you, well, I don't want to do it your way because I have a better idea.
他如果这个工人做了半天不按主人给他的蓝图按照他的意思是做出来的主人听到底是你要是我听你你还是你听我的
Well, if there was a blueprint that the master provided the worker and the worker did not follow any of the instruction from the blueprint, well, then the master must ask,Are you the boss or am I the boss?
一味照着自己的意见去做，做出来绝对不是主人所要求的。
Because if we do things according to our own decision and opinion, then we're not doing the work of our master.
所以我们常常看人家来到你们家来做施工的话，你站在旁边看，看什么？其实你也看不懂。你不过希望他照着你的意见做，不要照着他的意见做。
So when you have workers working in your house, you're there watching them work.In reality, you don't know the trade, you don't know what needs to be done, but all you wanted to see is that the worker is doing things that at least would please you. It's according to your decision.
在马太福音七章二十二到二十三节说，当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是按你的名去传道，按你的名去赶鬼，奉你的名行了许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。这一段。
In Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 to 23, it says, this is when Jesus says, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you, away from me, you evildoers.
很多人说，哎，不是他做了很多事吗？
A lot of people say, well, I've done a lot.
你看这个人又去赶鬼又去讲道又去做很多行的很多异能。
Look at this person. They drive out demons. They've performed miracles. They preached.
圣经学者说这些人只按自己的意见去做 quote, 神的工作。
But the Bible expositor says, yes, they've done a lot of these works. It's true. However, they think...They did it in the name of the Lord.
他根本没有去体贴主人的心意。
The fact of the matter is they are never considerate of the desire and the heart and the will of the master.
更不要提出来对主人忠心耿耿。
Let alone being loyal and devoted to their Lord.
以至于做了很多的事情结果仍然被主人唾弃的这种下场。
And so yes, they've done a lot.They worked a lot, yet at the end, they receive the scolding and the neglect of the master.
在出埃及记第三十九章、四十章列这两章里面，圣经用了十八次说按照耶和华所吩咐的去做。
In Exodus chapter 39 and 40, we see in the scripture that over and over again, it says,They done so according to the word of the Lord.
也就是说，摩西教导以色列人小至做圣衣、做胸牌，大至做会幕等等，所有的工人没有自己的意见，是遵照着神的旨意去做大大小小的各样事情。
In other words, whether it be something small that they're constructing, whether it be the robe for the priest or the ephod that they wear.Or as large as the drape and the curtain that is used for the temple, whatever it may be, everything they did, all the workers that are involved, no one did anything according to their own will and desire. They did it according to God's command.
摩西不愧是神无愧的工人。
Moses indeed can be called a worker of God who is unashamed.
神托付他许多事工，他都是按照神的心意去一一做好。
Because God handed him many responsibilities and he fulfilled them, each and every one of them, according to God's will.
你记得吧？摩西蒙召的时候是在旷野里面牧羊的时候，看见一个 bush 被火烧了，全部烧毁的事情，记得吧？
Do you remember how Moses was called by God? He was tending to his sheep and he saw all of a sudden saw a bush that was burning and not consumed.
神就呼到摩西，摩西，这是圣地，你把脚上鞋脱了，他就脱鞋。
Then the Lord called unto Moses and says, Moses, Moses, the ground you stand is holy ground. Remove your shoes.
神就叫做你帮我的百姓从这个埃及地要领出去，因为他们所对我的呼叫的声音我都听到了。
Then the Lord said to Moses, "You will lead my people out of the land of Egypt, because their pleading and calling out unto me has reached me."
你看摩西怎么对耶和华说，对神说。
How did Moses respond to God?
主啊，我素日不是能言的人，现在也是一样，我是拙口笨舌的人。
He says to God, "God, you know I am a man who is not good with my words."
神就对他说，谁造人的口呢？谁使人的口哑、耳聋目明呢？眼瞎呢？岂不是我耶和华吗？
But the Lord responded to Moses, saying, "Who is the one who gives speech? Who is the one who makes mute? Who is the one who causes blindness? And who is the one who gives sight? Is it not me, the Lord Jehovah?"
现在你去吧，我就赐给你口才，能够教会你所当说的话。我还打发你的哥哥亚伦来帮助你。
So therefore, now go and lead the people, and in addition, I will set apart your brother Aaron so that he may speak on your behalf.
你们中间一定会说，你举一些例子，就是摩西啊，啊亚伯拉罕啊，大卫啊，我也不能，不是亚伯拉罕，也不是大卫，我怎么做了？
You might say, well, of course, you use examples such as Moses, David, Aaron. These people, of course, they can do it, but I can't. I'm no David or Aaron or Moses.
我听我讲两节圣经。
Well, let me share with you two passages.
民数记十二章三节，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上众人。听过这话没有？
Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. It says that Moses was a very humble man and more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth.
他只有一件事，我就谦卑吧。
There's only one thing that he does.
当作我不懂吧。
He says, "I am humble, and I'll just consider things that I cannot do."
我就学吧。
But I'll learn.
弟兄姊妹，你若
有一个谦卑的心
，Brothers and sisters, if you have humility,
你不必要像摩西这样谦卑。
Maybe you don't even need to be as humble as Moses.
你就谦谦卑卑说，神啊，你使用我，你要我怎么样，我愿意改，我愿意做，我愿意跟着你所讲的去做。
Just be humble before the Lord and say, "Lord, I am willing to learn. Allow me to continue to work and continue to follow you and allow me to do the work that you want me to do."
想想看，一个拙口笨舌的人，结果后来变成领导几百万。以色列人从出埃及一直到的这个约旦河的旁边。
Look at Moses, who is a man who's not good with words. He ended up being the leader of millions of people, leading the Israelites out of Egypt to the bank of the River Jordan.
记得耶稣讲吗？对他的门徒讲吗？你们要学我的样式，我心柔和谦卑，记得吧？
Do you remember the words of Jesus to his disciples that follow my example, for I am gentle?
是啊，主耶稣自己就有这样的谦卑的样式，这些呢，我们就会学啊。
Our Lord Jesus Christ himself is humble and
gentle. 摩西还有一个地方我们可以学的。
There's another thing that we can learn from Moses.
在希伯来书三章五节。
In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 5.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家敬忠，全家诚然敬忠。第三章五节。
Hebrew chapter 3, verse 5. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, testifying to what would be said in the future.
感谢主，一方面他谦卑，一方面他忠心。
On the one hand, thank God that he is humble. On the other hand, he is faithful.
你说我也英文也不好，我这个也不懂，那个也不懂。哎，你会懂谦卑吗？你会懂忠心吗？
You may say, "Well, I don't have many talents. I'm not good at speaking multiple languages or do other things." But let me ask you, can you be humble? Can you be faithful?
一次一年。敬忠，两年敬忠，三年敬忠，十年敬忠，二十年敬忠，你就是个忠心的仆人。
If you can be faithful for 1 year, for 2 years, maybe 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, then by that time you can be considered the good and faithful servant.
但愿我们将来都是这样无愧的工人，能够得到我们主的称赞，说你这个良善有忠心的仆人，你可以进来享受你主人的喜乐。
May we all become that workman that can be approved by God so that we can receive the commendation from God who will say to us, Come now, you good and faithful servant. Enjoy the goodness and the pleasure of your master.
第四点，请翻到第四点去，按照正义去分解真理的道。
Fourthly, to be able to correctly handle the word of the truth.
这个地方按照正义分解这个字的希腊文原文是一个复合字，这个 compound word 是由正直和切割这两个字复合而成的。
To correctly handle this word in the original Greek word was a compound word.
这个字在新约中只用过一次。
In the New Testament, this word is only used once.
就是很正直的把它切开。
And it means to be able to divide properly.
没有自己的私意。
That one's own will is not involved.
当然要做成这样的话，必须要明白神的心意，明白神的旨意。
Of course, in order to do that, that person must be able to understand and know the will of God.
然后按着正义分解真理的道，所以我们也必须要了解圣经的真义，必须要了解上下文的意思。
Then be able to correctly, first you must correctly understand the word of God, therefore you might be able to handle it. So you must understand the word of God in the proper context.
在2014年去年的时候
In 2014, last year,
6月28号的时候再有一个北美华神的毕业典礼，这个华神应该是 CES 吧 ,CESNA, 在毕业典礼里面勉励的毕业的同学，你看他怎么讲。
This is the commencement speech that was given to encourage the graduates from the Chinese Evangelical Seminary this last June.
他说要你们大家要多传主的道，不要乱传主的道。
They say to preach much the word of God, but do not preach a mess of the word of God.
多传和乱传的主要分解就是你能够了解主的道的意思，一贯的真理，你能够研究，花时间在上面花点时间的研究去解经。
So what's the difference between one who preaches much and one who preaches as a mess? The one who preaches much must be one who is able to understand properly.The word of God and to understand the will of God according to its proper context.
如果一个人按照自己的道去讲的话，就有把人带进异端的危险。
If a person preaches, yet preaches according to his own opinions, then there's a danger of the person leading others into false teaching.
这黄子佳这个以前的院长就 Dr. Caleb。黄他说我们应该多多的读圣经，也多多研读神学的书。
Dr. Caleb Huang, who gave the speech, said that therefore, not only should we study the word of God, we should also spend much time in reading exposition and spiritual books.
他说有的毕业生一毕业就做一件事情，干什么？
Some graduates, after they're done with their schooling, they only do one thing. And what is that one thing?
就像赶快卖书，把书卖掉。
Quickly, they want to sell all their books.
好奇怪，那个每个大学啊，或者神学院附近都有个旧书摊。
You'll notice this phenomenon is that close to the campus of any universities or seminaries, there will be a used bookstore.
他说这个书我花了50块买的，现在我连20块可以卖出去。
I bought this book for 50 for my classes. Now I can sell it back for 20.
结果人家一毕业就卖书了。
And so the first thing they do after they graduate is to sell their
books. 再过两年没书可念。
And so 2 years down the road, there are no books in the
library. 他说：“各位弟兄姊妹，我们不仅不该卖书，而且应该继续买书和读书。”
He says, "Brothers and sisters, not only should we not sell our books, but in fact, we should buy more books and read more books."
我们要活到老，学到老。
Because we need to continue to learn as we age.
让神的话语充满在我们里面。
Allow the word of God to continue to fill our hearts.
现在我们来做个结论。
So let's make a summary.
我还是回到这个前面这个刚刚二章十四节到十八节这一段。
We go back to verses 14 through 18.
保罗在这一段的经文中劝勉提摩太不要去争辩与人无益的言语。
Paul here reminds Timothy to not get involved with godless chatters.
远避那些世俗的虚谈。
And to not indulge in the ungodly chatters.
那不值得争辩的。
There's nothing to be involved with or to argue about.
换句话说，不管在教会里面或者在社会上，我们因为碰到一些假师傅，好喜欢跟你辩论。
Because we will see that often that these false teachers, they love to quarrel and argue with you.
我们这次我和妻子去参加我们同学会里面，有这么一个同学的先生，就一天到晚来跟我们辩论。
There is one such person during our reunion, the husband of one of our classmates. Every single moment that he gets, he would want to come and argue with us.
他一直想问我，你是一个传道人吗？我说是啊。
He asks me, he keeps on asking me, are you a preacher?
为什么你要信耶稣基督啊？
Why do you want to believe in Jesus?
我差点想问他，你为什么不信耶稣基督？
I almost wanted to ask back, why don't you believe in Jesus?
但是我和一个姐妹两个花了三四天功夫，我们就把福音的种子撒到他身上。
But for the two, 3 days that we had together, myself and another sister, we continue to sow the gospel seeds into this man's life.
我们礼拜六飞回洛杉矶，他们礼拜五走了。
We came back on Saturday and they left on Friday.
我就跑上去 hug 他，主动就把他抱起来。
And went up to him and I gave him a hug.
我说我很高兴这次认得你。
I said I'm very glad to have the opportunity to come to know you.
他说我很高兴，我现在懂得一点点基督教。
He says now I'm glad that I came to know a little bit about Christianity.
我相信我们已经撒了种子了。
So I believe that we were able to sow the seed.
弟兄们，我们不必和人争辩那些事情，没有道理。
Brothers and sisters, we do not need to argue the truth with others.
保罗认为他们的话如同毒疮，越烂越大。他们说复活的事情已经过去了，就是没有了，这很败坏很多人的信心。
Paul says here that their teaching will spread like gangrene. In fact, that they say that the resurrection has already taken place. Well, and so that they have destroyed the faith of some.
保罗就这样对他属灵的儿子提摩太就说：“你要做真师傅，真师傅就你要有真才实学啊。”
And so this is what Paul is saying to Timothy, his spiritual son, that you need to preach the truth. You need to preach it the way that it needs to be taught.
你要按着正义分解真理的道。
You need to be able to deliver the truth.According to its integrity.
像彼得前书三章第八节到第九节所说的，所说务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
As 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 9 says, that be alert and of sober mind, because your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. You need to resist him and stand firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering.
你们要有真正的信心在里面。
You must have the true faith within you.
不是顺利的时候你信，苦难来临你就不信了。
Do not only have your faith in God during good times, and when trouble comes, you give up your faith.
中国人说，人之不如意事十之八九啊。人的不如意事十之八九。
The Chinese says that most of the time in your life, 8, 9 out of 10 things are unhappy things you experience.
其实这些事情更加锻炼你的信心。
But really, the things that create difficulties in your life are things that can test your faith.
各位弟兄呢，在这个风雨飘摇的时代里面，
Brothers and sisters, this world, things change.
我们不但要用真理，要按照 真理的道 去使人归正，让他们带回真理上。
So not only do we need to uphold the truth and use the truth to bring them back to God,
而且你要自己小心，不要自己反而跌倒。
But you need to be watchful so that you will not lose your footing and fall yourself.
回到我们刚刚讲，人要自洁，脱离卑贱的事。
We need to work hard and to keep ourselves clean and holy so we stay away from the ungodly thing.
就会做贵重的器皿。
Then we can be used as the precious vessel.
成为圣洁，合乎主用。
To be holy, available to be used by God.
预备行各样的善事。
And so that we can do the good work that the Lord has prepared for us to do.
我有个小小的故事结束。
I use a short story to conclude.
每个人就说徐牧师、徐长老，你一讲小故事讲长好长啊！我保证五分钟。
I know some of you says, Elder Xu, every time you said it's a short story, it turns out to be long. But I promise this time it's short.
因为我这次把它写下来了。
Because I wrote it down this time.
有一个很有名的大音乐家啊，不一定让你懂音乐的人知道 ，Pablo Casals。这是一个很有名的二十一世纪的大提琴家。
There is a very famous musician, and you may have known this person. He is a very world famous cellist named Pablo Casals.
他在享誉在这个乐坛七十年之久。
And he basically was top of the top of the music world for 70 years.
他其实是。马友友的师祖，就是他的儿，他的徒弟教他的。
And he is actually the teacher of Yo-Yo Ma's teacher.
Teacher's teacher, my God. 他在七十年享誉乐坛，不知道灌了多少多少的这种，我们那个时候是这种唱片这样子的唱片。
For 70 years, he reigned as the top cellist in the world. And so over those 70 years, he's made numerous records.
他是西班牙裔的大提琴家。
He is of Spanish descent.
他是在南美洲出来的,后来全欧洲没有人不知道,全世界没有人不知道他。
And he started his career in South America, but of course, later on, his fame was spread throughout the entire world.
很奇怪,他每天还在练大提琴,你知道吗?
But every day, he would still spend time practicing.
有个女记者,很年轻女记者说,我要采访你,可不可以啊?
And so A female reporter came to him and asked him, can I have an interview?
这个女记者当然叫爷爷，爷爷当她实在做她爷爷可以啊。
And so she considered him as a grandfather because age-wise, definitely, he could be her grandfather.
她请问爷爷你几岁了?
And he says, Grandpa Pablo, how old are you?
我九十五岁。
He says, I'm 95.
九十五岁。她请问你，你为什么还现在每天花五小时去练琴呢?
He asked Pablo Casals, he says, why is it that now you're over 90, why do you still spend 5 hours a day practicing your cello?
我相信那些乐曲你都会背了。
I said, I'm sure you have memorized all of these pieces that you perform.
爷爷，如果你把这个时间用了别的事情也蛮有意思啊。
Wouldn't you want to use the time that you spend practicing for something else that could be more meaningful?
Pablo Casals 对他说
This is what Pablo Casals said.
年轻的孩子啊
He says, young lady,
因为我心中还有一团火，一团爱音乐的火。
He says, there is within my heart a burning desire for music.
听到一句话，下面一句话，他说，我认为我还有可以演奏大提琴更进步的空间。
Wow. And he said to her, pay attention to this. He says, I believe that there's still more room for me to improve on my cello play.
第二天的报纸就写，忠于音乐，思想还想进步，还想进步。
And so next day on the newspaper, the headline, the title of the piece says, devoted to music, yet more room to improve.
翻译真好，其实啊，身为基督徒也应该如此。
Actually, that should be the case for us as Christians.
我们绝不认为我们达到属灵的高峰而感到自满。
We can never consider ourselves to be spiritual enough or have already become spiritual and to be satisfied.
记得彼得在彼得后书最后一句话说，我们要持续在我们的主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上要长进。
We have to remember the word of the scripture from 2 Peter that says we need to continue to grow in our knowledge and the faith and in the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Pablo Casals 先生他心里还有一团火，一团爱音乐的火。
Pablo Casals in his 90s still had this burning fire within his heart for music.
他认为他还有演奏大提琴进步的空间啊，看看啊，95岁老人这样讲。
He considered himself to still have more room to improve on the way he plays. He is already 95.
请问你，我不知道你几岁。
I don't know how old you are.
你的心中还有没有一团火，那团爱神、爱人的火呢？
Do you still have that burning fire in your heart to love God and to love men?
你愿不愿意向神继续去忠心，因为你认为你的生命有成长的空间呢？
Do you consider your life and say to yourself, there's still more room for me to improve?
还是你认为我已经够了，我也挺不错了，还有人比我更烂的。
Or do you think to yourself, well, I'm already pretty good. In fact, there are many others who are worse than me.
你愿不愿意继续为神忠心，做神无愧的工人呢？
Do you want to set yourself and commit yourself to become that worker for the Lord who is unashamed?
你愿不愿意按着正义分解真理的道呢？
Would you be willing to handle the word of truth?
你愿不愿意把主耶稣的大使命在你现在代，不是你这一代，到下一代，不是下一代，再下一代，终有一代，把主耶稣的大使命能够传到地极呢？
Are you willing to commit yourself to participate in the spreading of the gospel?So that the Great Commission may be fulfilled, whether it's in your generation or the next or the one follows.
人家问我一句话。
People ask me.
在北京问我。
They ask me this in Beijing.
在江西的南昌问我。
And they ask me the same thing in 江西南昌。
他们叫我徐牧师。
They call me Pastor Xu.
徐牧师，你几岁了？
They say, how old are you?
我本来不想讲的。
I didn't really want to tell them at first.
咱们美国人不太讲的。
Because here in America, we don't like to tell people our age.
中国人很有兴趣，你几岁啊？
But Chinese people are always interested. How old are you?
他讲得很直啊。
They're very direct.
我说我75岁。
I said, I'm 75.
你真的75岁啊？
Are you really 75?
我说我要拿护照给你看啊。
I said, do I need to show you my passport?
你75岁全世界跑。
They said, you're 75, yet you're traveling all over the world.
弟兄姊妹，假如是神差遣我去，我就去了。
Brothers and sisters, if the Lord calls me, I would go.
我每一次花很多时间说神啊，是你差遣我，还是我自己大发热心？
I have to ask the Lord each time, Lord, are you sending me or am I just doing it on my own?
我跟我儿子讲，我爸爸比你旅行还更多。
I tell my son, I said, I travel more than you do.
明年可能去英国，去西班牙，他已经邀请我去了。
Maybe next year I would go to England and Spain because I've already been invited.
三月一定去缅甸。
And March the trip to Burma is already set.
Now it's called Myanmar. 然后我们还有可能去广西。
And maybe we'd go visit 广西。
做神无愧的工人。
To be a worker who is unashamed.
按着正义分解真理的道。
To handle the word of truth appropriately.
心中有一团爱神的火。
To be able to love the Lord with that burning desire.
认为你的生命还有成长的空间。
To consider your life as room for growth.
弟兄姊妹，我今天在你们面前做个这样的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony I have before you.
不要小看你年老。
Don't consider yourself too old.
圣经说不要小看你年轻啊。
Well, the Bible says,Don't let others look down on you for
you. 不要小看你年老啊。
But don't consider yourself too old.
总要在爱心、信心、清洁上做众信徒的榜样。
But to be an example to all believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity.
我很高兴今天来讲的太这么大声，没有一个人睡觉。
I'm glad that I'm able to come today and still preach with a loud voice and I don't see anyone sleeping.
Yeah, 我从头到尾看来看去没有人睡觉，被逼我吵醒，每个人都吵醒。
I was paying attention. I see that no one fell asleep.
记得摩西的榜样。
Remember the example of Moses.
他是极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
He is extremely humble, and he's more humble than all others.
他是在神全家诚然敬重。
And he wants to be faithful in the household of God.
记得我们刚刚上面的话，你要自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必圣洁，做神贵重的器皿。
Remember to keep yourself.